Some primary principals want to return to compulsory face mask wearing as they head into the colder months. Schools' measures for preventing the spread of COVID-19 are being tested as some regions experience a rise in winter illnesses. Public health experts have been calling for more action, but the Education Ministry is not planning any changes. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
Whanganui Principals Association President Linda Ireton says attendance at local schools has almost returned to normal after dipping as low as 50 or 60% in the first few months of the year. But she says principals are worried about the months ahead.
Most of us are concerned with what health has said to us about the potential for an Omicron peak in June, and also overlaid on top of that, flu and the other ailments that come in wintertime. We're kind of looking at that with concern and knowing that it could mean some more interruptions to learning in an already interrupted year.
Some public health experts want an explicit plan for protecting schools from COVID through winter, including a requirement for face masks indoors for older children. Linda Ireton says she would have liked the mask mandate retained, and its removal a couple of months ago prompted some families to keep children home.
As soon as it's not compulsory, then it's really hard for children to go against what they see their peers doing. And so we had really great compliance with masks when it was mandatory, because it wasn't just that parents were supporting it, which was very important, but it was also that children would see their peers and choose to wear them. And so that really helps.
One of the other tools for reducing the spread of COVID is ventilation. Schools have been told to open doors and windows as required, but teachers have warned that's not practical on cold days. Vicky Nicholson from the Otago Primary Principals Association says her school, Port Chalmers, is monitoring CO2 levels and opening doors and windows if they exceed 800 parts per million.
I was in a class the other day. The monitor told us it was up over 1,000, so we kind of all went, oops, and opened a door, opened another door, opened a window, and within 7 minutes it was down at 500. So it is about getting that air going through as often as you can, and yet still keeping the classrooms as warm as we can.
She says the school does not have an air purifier, but she reckons even in chilly Dunedin it can get through winter doing what it's doing now. Cherie Taylor-Patel from the Principals Federation says the ventilation situation needs to be improved next year. As for masks, she says some principals are happy with the current rules, but others want a clearer steer from the government.
My impression is that principals have found this difficult, that there are a range of views out in the wider community about whether or not students should have to wear masks or not. And definitely they would welcome stronger advice from the Ministry of Health.
Fawn Quio from the Secondary Principals Association says its members are not calling for changes to the current rules.
We do have discretion to make local decisions around how we either roster home, we could do a circuit breaker, shut down in our own school for a bit. All of those tools are currently in play. So I think we're actually relatively well equipped going forward into the winter at the moment.
He says COVID and other illnesses have prompted schools to use their existing powers in recent weeks to shut for a few days, introduce compulsory mask wearing, or roster year groups home due to staff shortages.